Good morning. Jesus saw darkening clouds on the horizon for his nation. He spoke of Jerusalem as representing the entire nation of Israel. The literal destruction of Jerusalem in the next generation would bring figurative climate change in all areas of life for Israel. Jesus knew that if Israel would embrace God's reign, these disasters would be averted. Thus, Jesus laments what is ahead for his nation. It did not have to happen. Scholars disagree on whether the Pharisees' warning to Jesus to get out of town was sincere or sarcastic, but it doesn't really matter because the point is, Jesus was not intimidated by Herod. Jesus' response, "Go tell that fox," simply named reality in several ways. First, by calling Herod a fox, he was describing Herod as one who habitually deceived. The reputation, rightly or wrongly, assigned to the fox throughout history. Secondly, Jesus was making it very clear that he was going to stay focused on his mission of healing. A king's power would not get in the way of Jesus fulfilling his calling. It was in this context that Jesus expressed his longing to protect his nation from the coming destruction. In verse 34, "How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. This image is theologically profound in many ways. First of all, God's salvation is natural. It's what God desires to do for everyone. As naturally as a hen saves her chicks by sweeping them under her wings when danger approaches. But God never forces such a desire, his desires on us. We have to be willing. We have the freedom to be a clueless chick who runs away thinking, "I have a better idea." Secondly, Jesus willingly gave his life that we might have abundant life. It's said that after a prairie fire, chicks have survived under the carcass of a hen. And thirdly, it's a feminine image for God. Research reveals that in recent history, nations with a majority of women in the legislature find better ways to resolve conflicts than going to war or otherwise harming opponents. But there's a weak link in Jesus' plan to protect his nation from coming danger. Israel had to be willing to be gathered together as a hen gathers its brood under its wings as the storm clouds gather. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing? Are we willing to be gathered together by Jesus? Or do we too have better ideas? Our nation is facing many dark clouds. The storm isn't coming, it's here. A global pandemic. A divided nation. Some of our families are painfully divided. Growing income inequality which never turns out good for a nation. White nationalism and systemic racism. For many, opinions have replaced facts. When the dark clouds overwhelm, God protects her people by gathering us together in safety. It's where we go so we do not become overwhelmed by fear of the storms which surround us. It's not a place in which we ignore or deny the dark clouds. It's a position of safety from which to weather the storm. If God longs to gather us together as a hen protects its chicks from danger, that puts us in close proximity with our brothers and sisters in Christ. I mean, really close, like squeezed together more tightly than we really want. Or do we have better ideas? There's another story in the Gospels about Jesus' ministry being interrupted by others expressing concern for him in Mark 3, 31 to 35. It reads, "Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around Jesus, and they said to him, 'Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you.' And Jesus replied, 'Who are my mother and my brothers?' And looking at those who sat around him, he said, 'Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother.'" Jesus' family had a message for him. "You're working too hard. Take a break." But Jesus responded, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Our biological families are to be a place of safety in which we are protected and nurtured. Often they are. Tragically, sometimes they are not. Sometimes our blood relationships remain positive throughout life, and sometimes they do not. But regardless of what happens in our biological families, when we choose to enter God's reign by believing in Jesus' death on our behalf and that God raised Jesus from death, the bonds which can develop with at least a few brothers and sisters in the faith community are meant to transcend biological relationships, not replace family relationships, but rather go deeper. I don't think any of our parents were perfect. As we become adults, we all have to figure out who we are as individuals. Some of us had parents who encouraged that healthy process. Some of us have had parents who made that process difficult. Jesus' church is to be a place of safety, where we can develop these deeper relationships and discover who we are in a much larger and more important context, God's kingdom. How can that be? Because Jesus is what binds us together. Not shared biological ties or theology or ethnicity or issues or worldviews, just Jesus. And yes, all too often, the faith community has failed at that calling. At times, it is not a place of safety. But I believe that happens when we allow something other than Jesus to gather us together. I'm not talking about a schmaltzy 21st century North American Jesus. I'm not talking about the church, which is forever singing about Jesus, but avoids living out his radical teaching. I am talking about the Jesus who comes alive on the pages of the Gospels, the Jesus whom our brothers and sisters in global contexts know, wherever oppression and violence and poverty prevail. And that includes many of our inner city brothers and sisters. The Jesus who points to things most think of as insignificant: sparrows, widows, lilies, mustard seeds, the blind, lepers, and pennies, to illustrate the realities of God's reign. It takes great effort for those of us with privilege and power to see and understand this Jesus in the Gospels. Being family together is hard work because we are all broken people. But when we allow Jesus to gather us together in households of faith, we find safety from being overwhelmed by the dark clouds on the horizon, if we are willing. Any one of the dark clouds we are facing appears catastrophic by itself, if we face it as an individual. But Jesus gathers us together to find safety from these fears, so that together we can join in God's reconciling work in all of creation. Are we willing to be gathered together in community by Jesus? It's not a quick fix. It's simply a direction to intentionally choose and take it one step at a time. Jesus demonstrated this by gathering together a small group of 12 disciples. Being formed into disciples was its primary objective. Jesus led that group with great intentionality. There was time to enjoy life, good food and wine and friendships, but there was no time to waste. It was a three-year small group effort by Jesus that literally changed the world. Jesus longs to gather us together in safe shelter, not to isolate us from reality, but to set us free from our fears, to joyously and boldly join with what God is already doing in our world. What's it like under the protective wings of Jesus? Safe and secure. We're all equal. There's no room for some of us to have a lot of stuff or ego or influence while others have next to nothing. It's just us. Everyone is in the center. There's no edges to escape to under the wings of Jesus. You're surrounded by feathers. You can't tell if the feathers belong to a brother or a sister or Jesus. They're all the same. There are no cliques. You don't get to pick who you are squeezed next to when the storm clouds gather. So over time, you get to know many deeply. One of the many ironies of COVID-19 realities: we can't be physically close. But just perhaps, when we were able to, the physical closeness tended to remain surface for many of us rather than going deep? Are we willing to be gathered by Jesus? Or do we have better ideas?